Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so excited. It is another Thursday evening. It is 8:46. We started tonight's program just briefly. I'm going to have a 15-minute program tonight because we have some things that we need to talk about and take care of some business and wanting you to know what is in store for you with Issues Concerning Women. I'm so excited to be with you. If this is your first time calling in, thank you so much. And if this is your regular scheduled evening for listening to Blog Talk Radio, then as always, I'm happy to have you aboard as you listen to my show tonight. This is your first time. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that was started in 2007, and it's to help women and their families reach their long-term and their short-term goals. Our mission is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, teach them about home ownership, career development, and assist them in investing for retirement, exercise, and nutritional classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women and their families, providing them a voice where they will otherwise not be heard. So thank you again for tuning in. And tonight, we won't be with you long, but we wanted to just say hello to you. Hope you're enjoying the hot days of July. Oh, it's August. We had such a hot July. We're now going into August, which is normally our hot month. But just try to stay cool, try to stay positive. Know that the path that you're on is the path that was ordained especially for you. So we have some great information that we're going to share with you tonight. And before I get started, I want you to hold on for just a second. Get your paper and pencil ready so when I come back, and we'll have some information for you about our upcoming conferences and how you can join us in New Jersey in August. So stay tuned. Well, thank you for hanging on, and we are back with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm Francine Humphrey, your host. So tonight, I want to talk to you about our upcoming events that are going on. Issues Concerning Women will be in Elizabeth, New Jersey on August the 24th and the 25th. It is a women's conference. We want you to be there, and we have some dynamic women on our panel. So I'm not going to tell you who everybody is tonight, but I just want you to write that date down. So save the date, August the 24th, 2012, 24th and 25th in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And it's going to be an exciting event. It's Women Entrepreneurs and Business Conference. So you don't want to miss that. Our host for that event is Melissa Williams. And she is awesome. She has a wonderful testimony, and you definitely want to find out more about her, and you can go on Facebook and get all the information about the upcoming events and our special guest from Essence Magazine. So we're going to keep a little mystery, but it's going to be great. The panel will consist of all walks of life women and businesses who own their own businesses, who are vice presidents and VPs of corporations. So it's going to be an awesome event. So if you want more information about it and you can't wait till next week, go to the Facebook page of Issues Concerning Women, and you can just get all the information, or you can go to Melissa Williams on Facebook and get more information about it. But we do want you to know that we will be in New Jersey in August. So So here's the other information I wanted to give you tonight. September the 14th and 15th, we will be back in Virginia Beach, Virginia, for our Who's That Lady in Leadership Conference. Now, this one is being hosted by yours truly, and I am so excited about it. We are trying to do some wonderful things for a weekend event, but no matter where you are, you can get information about it. If you want more information about either of the events, you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com, just like it sounds, icwdirector@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to send you a flyer about the upcoming event. Or you can call me at 757-567-6734 or go to the Facebook page, Issues Concerning Women, and you'll be able to get all the information about the upcoming events so you don't want to miss anything. It's powerful. It's wonderful. We know that we're on the right path to success, and if you want to be a part of that, then you need to be at one of these conferences, whether you're in New Jersey or you're in Virginia, because we're targeting women on the East Coast. Well, all women are invited. It doesn't matter where you live, whether you live in the United States, Japan, or Australia. You can come and be a part of what we're doing. And if you can't physically come, then we definitely can send you information, and we can get you on the conference call, which we'll be having in another week, and I'll give you that information next week. We'll probably do it on next Friday night. Everything is set and ready to go. The song you were listening to today, and every time that you tune in to Issues Concerning Women, is Day by Day. And that's our philosophy. We live day by day, but we plan for each day. Each morning when we get up, we do our affirmations, we pray, and we ask God to show us what it is that He wants us to do on this day. And then we go from there and writing down things the night before what we want to do for today. So that's my tip of the day. If you don't do that in the morning, get up, do your affirmations, figure out what it is that you want to do, because you have to do something day by day to get results for your life. As you go on and move into the areas that you're going to be successful in, you have to do the things to get there. There's Power in the Plan, which, of course, is my book that's going to be released very soon. And I'm sure that all of you will want to get a copy of that, and I will let you know when the new release date is. But, you know, we can't do anything without first having a plan. So just know that it has been an awesome journey. It is already the 8th month and to the year. And we have still so much to do. And I challenge each and every one of you that hears the sound of my voice tonight to get on board, be a part of this conference or somebody else's conference, get you some great information, get you with some wonderful leaders, and develop teams and get people that are going to be able to help you to do what you want to do. You cannot do it alone. It is not even to be thought of to be alone and do things. We were put here to work together, and we have to help each other out. So that's why I love my ICW team that I have. And that, of course, is Veronica McMillan, and she's our life coach, and she owns her own nonprofit. We have Robin Farabee, who is our financial expert, and she has her another business. We have Dr. Hayward Horton, and he is from Albany, New York, and he is a professor and teaches sociology. And there are many others that are on my team, so we'll be getting new updates for the website so that you'll be able to meet everybody on a personal basis and know more about Issues Concerning Women. We are moving and shaking this year, and we are just so, so very proud of each and every individual that is a part of my team. And I cannot forget Jennifer Hyland. She owns It's the Perfect Gift. She's a business owner. And all of these wonderful people have been in my corner for many, many years, some of them, and helping me to get the things done that I need to get done. So I'm very proud of each and every one of them, and I wanted to express that tonight. Also, we have our new team member, and her name is Deneen Hughes. And she was on, and I hope I said her last name right, Hughes. She was on the program last week, so if you missed her interview, you can go back and listen to that so you can learn all about her. She is currently a mother, wife. She's in college, working towards her master's degree. She wants to own her own business. She is just a joy and a delight to work with. I am working with her to get her to some level that she wants to be in. She's already high up on the podium anyway, but she just wants to work with issues concerning women to help me, and helping me helps her. And we know that she would truly be blessed for doing so. So I know that was a mouthful, but we always know that whatever we do, we have to do it decent and in order. And tonight I just wanted to come on and tell you about the upcoming events. We have workshops that will be going on before the actual conferences, and we're going to give you that information. So please hang in there with us. Please come back next Thursday and listen to the show at 8:30, and we're going to have a wonderful guest next week, and I'll be sending out email blasts and some Twitter so let you know. I'm doing more. I'm getting out of my comfort zone, moving in the direction that has been ordained just for me. So know that there's a lot to do, and there are a lot of factors that are we are implementing this year, and we're doing the things that are on the agenda. And I love what I do, and I hope that it resonates with you all. And I am so very proud of my ICW team and all the things that they are doing. And they have their own individual businesses, but they also work with me with issues concerning women so that we may get the word out about our leadership programs, our mentor programs, and coaching, and that sort of thing. So I encourage you to follow your dreams, to do what you love, and to learn as much as you can. Use the principles that you've learned along the way and the knowledge that you've gained. And if you haven't quite got it where you want it to be, you need to contact Issues Concerning Women, and we'll be able to help you do that. And apply what you learn in all areas of your life. And the one thing that I always say is once you've learned it, it's not for you to keep. It is for you to share with others. Starting this business has been a vision that I worked on for many, many years. Everything that I have done has prepared me for this time in my life. And our lives are filled with a diverse group of individuals and some very close-knit friends. So and I hope that is the same for you. If it's not, you need to look in the mirror, look at yourself, see what you're doing that you're not pleased with. Get somebody to help you, get a mentor. If you don't, if you think you live too far from me, to call me and speak with me. But with technology, you know, we can do things on the Internet and by telephone and via conference. So if that's you, when you look in the mirror, you know that you're not where you want to be. You want to live your life more abundant. Then by all means, give me a call, or even better yet, send me an email, icwdirector@gmail.com, icwdirector@gmail.com, and I can sit with you and we can converse and find out what it is that you really, really need. And it's an awesome time in everyone's life. We are moving forward, and we're pushing towards the mark, and we want you to do the same thing as well. So thank you once again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tell a friend to tune in to Issues Concerning Women. If you want to email me, icwdirector@gmail.com. I look forward to your comments, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all those that send in requests for information and for mentorship and for guidance. I love you all, and I love being on the radio, and I hope that you enjoy listening to the show. We will be back next week, so have a wonderful week, and remember, be encouraged and follow your dreams. Good night.